Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hey, listen, listen, listen. It is a great time to be back on the air once more. I thank God for waking us all up this morning, starting us on our way. And we have a magnificent show planned for you this morning. Want to apologize for not being on the air for a while, but you know, due to circumstances beyond our control, sometimes it's just like that. But I want to give a number out for you to call in if you desire prayer. We're going to open up the prayer lines in about 15 minutes into this beautiful show. Call in 646-668-2799 and get your prayer requests on. Again, that number to dial is 646-668-2799. I'm so excited to be back on the air once more as we prepare to catapult ourselves into the next dimension in God. We are blessed and highly favored. Want to approach the throne of grace? Like everything, we need to do all things in prayer. Been blessed this morning to be able to wake up, be able to share this countless word with you. You can't put a number on it. When God is up to something, listen, I am so delighted to be back on the air. This is personal to me as well as business. Yes, that's right. I'm about my Father's business. And we're going to be hooking up with the website, Facebook, social media. There's so much going on in Family Community Fellowship at this hour. We are on the move. We are on the rise. And I thank God for it. So at this hour, I just want to approach the throne of grace. God is so important. He's most important. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you once more for your provision. God, where there's a vision, you give provision. We thank you for this avenue to be able to get out on the airwaves, being able to say and share from the throne of grace. We thank God for you. Now I ask you to strengthen this airway, strengthen the Blog Talk Radio, strengthen all your ways of communication. Your word declared that the end is not yet until the gospel be preached throughout the world, and that you will allow us to do greater works than you have done. Well, God, your word is coming to pass. No man knows the hour, but we thank God. And God, this fear that's moving through America and the world, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you stretch forth your healing power, your hand, God, and touch every situation this morning that's concerning the kingdom of God. God, you got a world to take care of. Who better than yourself? So right now, I'm asking you to bless the incarcerated, God, that desire to come out and go and meet you face to face. God, the shut-in, the sick, touch your healing hands into those institutions, God. Bless the people that's on the bed of afflictions. God, continue to strengthen your manservant, God, as I hear in other the words that you commanded me to do, such as this. I thank God for you. We'd be so careful and ever to give your name the praise and the glory forever and ever. Amen. That's right. Thanks God. We got a very, very interesting lesson for the day, and I'm so excited to be your host, Prophet Daryl Lewis I am the host of the Generation by Faith radio broadcast. This broadcast is being sponsored by the Days Inn, New York Avenue, and our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. We thank God for you. We thank God for the leadership over there and everybody that's connected to us. Hey, listen, what we're trying to do is reach out and get contacts about letting you know what the Lord is doing in family community fellowship as we elevate in such a time as this. I want to go directly into the Word of God. It is clear. Don't want to bore you with conversation. I just need a word from the Lord. And if anybody out there that will say the same, don't forget you can call in 646-668-2799. One of the reasons why we kind of took a break was the very fact that we tried to get the support that we needed, but now God's supporting us like He's been doing, but only with an extra push. So I'm asking anybody that want a prayer request to come in, or you just want to hear what the Lord has to say concerning your direction. I'm even going as far as daring you to call 646-668-2799. It is easy for you to dial in. All you have to do is take the act of faith. God will bless you. We will be sharing this radio broadcast after the broadcast on the social media, however you can view this or hear this, and we're so excited. Don't forget, I want to invite you out this morning. We've been in the fall revival with no other than the prophet Wesley Van Johnson. That's right, you know him way back in the day. Blessed man of God. He was with us ever since last Sunday. He's been with us for tomorrow, make 10 days. That's right. If you have not gotten your miracle, you need to come by and get your miracle. Hallelujah. 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C., in our nation's capital. I'm so excited about what God is doing. And I pray that the Lord continue to bless us. Hallelujah. I thank God for what He's about to do and how He's doing it. Isn't He marvelous in our own eyes? Hey, listen, let's go into the Word of God. I gave you the address. Been getting phone calls all morning about being blessed. This is a blessed place, and if you don't have anywhere to worship this morning, come worship with us. If you're in our region or the local area, Baltimore, Washington, Virginia, Maryland, come on out. 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C., in our nation's capital. That area code is 2002. Saints, I am excited. Got up this morning feeling blessed in my soul. Hey, listen, if you have your Bibles, your smartphones, or if you're just driving, just listen and kind of like get a blessing today. I'm looking for callers to call in. I sure am. I'm looking for callers. Get your prayer requests on. And if you missed the Generation by Faith radio broadcast, call in and just say I miss you and welcome me back. That would be a wonderful treat. 646-668-2799. Next week we will be reaching out to all our social medias. We'll be giving out website addresses. We'll be giving out some information, some important information, pertinent information that we're doing in this hour that we're living in. Hey, listen, Genesis to chapter number 44. God placed in my spirit, especially for the young people, to be encouraged. We're encouraging you to just continue to go on. It ain't bad as you think it is. It ain't bad as you project it to be. And so that call in number one more time, 646-668-2799. We open up a prayer request in about 10 minutes, so call in and get your prayer request in. Chapter number 44 in the book of Genesis. Just want to give you a little inkling of what God is really trying to do. You know, this word hate is all throughout the world, especially in America. And there's a special opportunity that we all have concerning our haters. And you got to get a mindset that they are blessed, and they are designed to bless us. And there's a mindset that we need to have, especially when we hate people so much who's doing something. And the notice, no one really gets upset until somebody else starts doing something. And when somebody else starts doing something, it's almost like now you ain't did anything, and now you got these bright ideas, and you want to step up to the plate, if you will. Well, the plate is full, but there's room on the plate for you. How about that? We can slide some peas over. We can slide some macaroni and cheese. We can slide. We can slide you on the plate. You know, since you desire to, I want to do something in these days. And so, verse number one reads on this wise, and that's Genesis chapter 44. And he commanded the steward of his house, saying, "Fill the man's sacks with food as much as they can carry. Put every man's money in his sack mouth." Already you blessed. Already you are on God's blessing roster. And guess who going to bless you? The one you hated. We got to give an opportunity for the ones that we hated to come back and turn around and bless us. Saints of God, if you've been hated on, look out for your blessing. I feel it coming around the corner. I feel some type of way in this place. I feel some type of anointing. Yes, we're going to share this because this is our first broadcast back, and I think it's not robbery that we need to get this out, because this is a blessing this morning. A miracle is getting ready to hit your house, coming by way of someone that you hated. Why is it so easy to hate? Why is it so even easy to cover? Why is it so easy to just envy folk for their hard work and how they coming out being blessed? You can get a blessing yourself. I wish you can talk to your neighbor at this time, but I ain't in church. I'm on the airway. Hey, listen. Verse number two, and put my cup, the silver cup, in the sack's mouth of the youngest and his corn money. And he did according to the word that Joseph had spoken. Thanks, we get ready to get blessed. If you hated someone or you a hater, trust me, you get ready to get blessed. There's no need for you to hate any further when you know that the person you hated on that was climbing that ladder of success reached there. Now God is speaking to them through their heart to be a blessing to you. That's right. They loved you. Wasn't nothing we can do about being chosen. How about that? God chosen us for such a time as this. And I'm excited about it. Are you excited about being chosen? Because if you're not, then God will give it to somebody else. He will continue to hate and not manifest anything in your life. These hating days are over for me. That's right. Once I found out, yes, I was a hater. Everybody is a hater. Don't get it twisted. You instantly hate when there's something that, amen, you ain't that spiritual. You ain't got there. I was coming in the sanctuary early today and got a blessing. God reminded me that I wasn't always good. I ain't always told the truth. It wasn't me. That was one of my favorite lines, knowing it was me, but it wasn't me. Hey, listen, verse number 3, as soon as the morning was light, the men were sent away, they and their asses. Verse number 4, and when they were gone out of the city, not yet far off, Joseph said unto his steward, up, follow after the men. And when they durst overtake them, say unto them, wherefore have ye rewarded evil for good? Saints of God, we get ready to get a major blessing. If you did anything evil, God is so good to be a blessing to you. The prerequisite is repent. Turn from that evil way and let God bless you. Yes, you getting ready to get paid for your past. That I promise you in the most intelligent tone, you are about to get blessed for your past. Now, you mean to tell me I lived any kind of way I lived and now God gonna bless me? Yes, he is. Because you got one of the greatest opportunities to straighten it up. Hey, listen, I got to go forth. I don't want to get caught up in what we're doing. Verse number 4. And when they were gone out of the city and not yet far off, Joseph said unto his steward, up, follow after the men, and when thou doest overtake them, say unto them, wherefore have ye rewarded evil for good? In other words, you getting blessed for your evil. Yes, it is. That's the kind of God. Now, take that up with God. Take that up with God. All you got to do is look at your own life and see how blessed you are again. You ain't always been that good. Hallelujah. Verse number 5. Is not this it which my Lord drinketh, and whereby indeed he divineth? Ye have done evil in so doing. In other words, you getting ready to end up with something you ain't take. How about that? This time it ain't you that messed up. It's you getting set up for a blessing. Good God Almighty. I feel like preaching in this place. Y'all got to help me out now. You're getting set up for a blessing. It ain't you this time. You ain't got to say, it ain't me. It wasn't me. You know you ain't did nothing, but you're about to get blessed. Hallelujah. That's the kind of God we serve. And he overtook them, and he spake unto them these same words. And they said unto him, wherefore saith my Lord these words? God forbid that thy servant should do according to this thing. Boy, they trying to put something on you that you've done a long time ago. It ain't that you got caught or finally caught up with you. No, you getting ready to get a supernatural blessing. Good God from Zion, a supernatural blessing. Hallelujah. You ain't do it this time. I agree with you. But just extend your hand out for this miracle. How about that? God's going to bless you according to this thing. Verse number 8, behold, the money which we found in our sack's mouth, we brought again unto thee out of the land of Canaan. How then should we steal out the Lord's house silver or gold? In other words, hallelujah, they got tricked this time themselves. You don't got to trick people all the time, because guess what? One day, it's going to catch up with you. You're going to get tricked, but only this trick, God tricked you. There's nothing like a trick from God. My God, there's nothing like a trick from God. And I'm so excited. Verse number 9. With whosoever of thy servant it be found, both let him die, and we also will be my Lord's bondmen. Y'all see that? Got set up to get a blessing. My God. My God. God's getting ready to scare you into a miracle. Hallelujah. All you doing is trying to do the right thing. Hallelujah. It ain't at the wrong time. God's just ready to bless you. But before he bless you, he wants to know, brother, that hateth out you. That's what it's all about. He's setting you up to give you a major miracle to make sure all that hate that you hated on folks is out before you get this miracle. And he said now, verse 10, also let it be according unto your words. He with whom it is found should be my servant, and ye shall be blameless. Did y'all hear that? Last verse, then they speedily took down every man his sack of the ground and opened every man his sack. Hallelujah. I got to sneak verse 12 in there. And he stretched and began at the eldest and left at the youngest. And the cup was found in Benjamin's sack. Lord, let me break this thing down because we're getting ready to get a miracle in this place. Once again, I'm so glad to be back on Blog Talk Radio. I'm so glad to be able to connect with over 2,700 listeners. That's where we left off at. But now we're getting ready to go and beat that mark 100 times over. Is there anyone out there that's 57 years old? If you're 57 years old, you need to call in. You need to call in. 646-668-2799. If you're 57 years old, you need to call in. I'm telling you in the most intelligent tone. You need to call in. 646-668-2799. I'm looking for that miracle. I want to preach from the subject this morning because y'all done set me up. I feel like preaching. Secure the bag. I'm paying for your pass. Secure the bag. I'm paying for your pass. All of us that has not been so good and you decided to repent and gave your life over to God and your pass, amen, is just seem like it's trying to hold you back and you can't get no further. You can't go no further. God's getting ready to pay you this morning. He sent me on the airwaves this morning and told me to tell you he's about to pay you for your past. You are set up to be a blessing to many people. And you need to understand that. You need to know that back by popular demand that there's a people that you're about to be responsible for. That's right, you, the one that messed up, the black sheep, the one that was chosen, hallelujah, the one that went through so much, the one that's gone through so much, then turned your life over to God. God is ready to pay you for your past. How about that? Getting ready to get set up for a major miracle and don't even have a clue. Well, guess what? I got your answer this morning. Your answer is, and you must hear me, never let them see you weep when you are the blesser. What am I saying? There's some people that God's going to put you over that you are going to be responsible for, and they wanted to take you out. You mean to tell me God's going to give us a miracle that we'd be able to bless our haters? That's the kind of God we serve. Yes, indeed. How would you like to be the blesser, the one that God uses? Because the truth of the matter is he's using folk that ain't been a blessing. But that's getting ready to turn around. That's getting ready to change. God's getting ready to trust us with some major concerns and major miracles for the people who really didn't mean us no good. That's right. That's the kind of God we serve. So, number one prerequisite is never let them see you weep when you are the blesser. There's going to be some times, because listen, let me cut through the chase. We love these people that hate on us. We ain't never did anything to these people but want to be the best that we could in their company, the best that we could in their in the workplace. We really want to do the best we can. It's not our fault that God chose us. We are a chosen priesthood. We out of a royal camp. And God's going to put royalty in our lap. I'm prophesying this morning. Never let them see you weep. If you feel mushy, get out of their presence. Don't let them see you weep. Because there's going to be some situations that God's going to hook back up. But only this time the tables are going to be turned. The roles are going to be reversed. You getting ready to get a miracle to be a blessing to your hater. So don't let them see you weep. It's going to melt your heart when you see what you love. That ain't had nothing to do with you getting messed up because of haters that didn't like you because of how you were chosen. That's the spirit that's in the air. I want to talk about Joseph because God would not use an individual that he has not add increase to or give increase to. God is not using broke people in this hour to be a blessing to other people. Why? Because they don't have anything to give. God's getting ready to load us up without our permission. Why? Because we're chosen. We don't have a clue. It ain't our fault that we had to go in the opposite direction of God's plan. We fought for our life. Listen. You got to understand through the matriculation of God that God has strategically brought us into a place now to give us a miracle and bless us beyond our capability and understanding. I feel the Holy Ghost here. I'm waiting on a caller. 646-668-2799. It's hot up in here. And I knew it would be like that. Why? Because God's given out miracles. I want to talk about also Benjamin, the son of my right hand. Y'all see that? God really wants you to be a blessing to anybody that's on his right hand. God is setting us up to be a blessing, to receive the right hand of fellowship, and to be able to be a blessing too. I want to talk about the daddy, Jacob, the heel grabber. We know him as the heel grabber. We know him as the slickster. Hallelujah. You ain't always been good in your life. You done slicked a few people here and there now and then. You just got saved. You got a few 24 hours under your belt. You know what? You got a tie on. You got some nice shoes. You got a clothes. You got a haircut. You're picking up a little weight. You're looking good. But you cannot forget where you came from. You ain't always been that way. So that's the daddy. That's where it all starts from. That's where we get our mess up from, the people we look up to. Then I want to talk about what praise do. Judah. Praise always set us up at the right time. Praise always step up right on time. How about that? Anybody out there can contest that praise always set up at the right time. If I don't feel this thing this morning, it ain't me. It's got to be the Holy Ghost. So praise always step up right on time. If you got an issue or you going through something right now, I want to prove beyond a reasonable doubt, if you still got a praise, you coming out. I said, if you still got a praise, you are coming out. It don't take much to create God an atmosphere to bless you. His word declared that he inhabit the praises of his people, which simply means if you want God to get in your situation or to get in your praise, you got to start it. You can't wait for a feeling. You got to create the feeling. How do you create a feeling? Sometimes all you got to do is clap your hands. Most importantly, when you clap your hands, try to open up your mouth. Hallelujah. Show a sign that you nigh, that you near. How about that? The presence of the Lord. He's near praise. He is praise. He appraise himself if you don't. He's the rock. Let's not get it twisted. Hey, listen. I write prophetically by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, and all I want to do is break the scriptures down that we have allowed God to work this thing out. Number one, you have to hear this, people of God. This is getting ready to bless you. This is the inspirational writing. Number one, there's a policy in place for your haters to stay alive. There's no sense in you wanting your haters dead when they are the ones, watch this, that God's going to set you up to bless. If you really want your haters dead, bless them. That is the perfect way to get them to understand that we did all this for nothing. You hated on me for no reason at all because, watch this, I was chosen. I'm chosen to be hated. Then why am I, amen, can't handle it when I know that God declared the end from the beginning? I'm already blessed. You are already going to be blessed. Now that you know that God's policy is to keep the haters alive for one common purpose, for you to bless them. How would you like to bless your hater? Call me. Let me know how would you like to bless your hater. 646-668-2799. Call me. Tell me how you would want to bless your hater when God bless you. How would you do it? Some of y'all still mad. Don't be mad. When God give you a miracle, it ain't for you. It's for you to go back and bless the ones that hated on you. So, there's a policy in place for your haters to stay alive so that you can try them to see if they will have affection for the young or for your right hand and a female. In other words, God saying they hated you one time. He's about to give you a miracle, but they have to be tested by you to see if that hate is out their system. Let me tell you something. When you got money, you got friends. People know you set up to be a blessing and you got a blessing for them. They're going to show you whether they changed or not. That's what this is all about. I want to see if you really coming back to me, not so much to apologize, but to receive this miracle that God has given unto me for you. Don't blow this opportunity. Haters are coming back to be blessed by you. Why? Because God sent them. God kept them alive for such a time as this. He ain't going to not give you much to be able to be a blessing to them. I'm so excited. Had they envied them as they hated you, and if they had the same want or feeling towards your father, the heel grabber, as heretofore, they will now show it. In other words, when they come to you after they find out that, amen, there's some blessings connected to where you are, they don't even know you the blesser yet. They can't even recognize you because you changed. I was in the barbershop, amen, on this weekend, and I went past a few gentlemen, and of course, I don't, you know, I ain't that nose. I ain't looking at every brother in the barbershop. I trust God that everything's going to be fine and smooth and dandy. And I walked by a certain individual, and I came back by him, and he stopped me. He said, you know what, you ain't all like that. And you know, I didn't take an offense or anything like that. The brother changed. I didn't recognize him. And when you change, you are unrecognizable. If you change, then it ain't your fault. So as I commenced to talk to the brother, I let him know, hey, man, you changed. You don't look the same. I changed for real. And I changed to a place by which if I can't recognize the spirit on you, then I don't know you. until you reintroduce yourself to me. And guess what? I'll have a blessing for you. And I had a blessing for him. I still blessed him with my right hand. God is good, y'all. You got to understand one thing. God has set us up. And I pray that prophetically you put your prophetic antennas up to hear what God has to say in such a time as this. We're going to share this. You're not going to not hear this. You're going to get this through our social media, through our website, through our, amen, ways of communication. We want you to be our contact. We want to contact you to let us know, let you know that what we're doing is God's business. Number two, are y'all ready for number two? Did you experience number one? Because if you have not experienced number one yet, watch this. You're so close to your miracle where you got to bless your hater in spite of yourself. Good God Almighty. They got something that you need. They got your loved one. They still connected to who you love, even though they hated you. Number two. Now you're getting ready to test your haters with the stroke of God. We'll have you to test the concern for your right hand. In order to get them recognize their evil, if they fail this test, if they had no compassion for the second son of a woman, then they would have no part in the fulfillment of the promise. If you can't respect your father, the word says it best, honor thy father and thy mother. It didn't say honor thy mother and thy father. It says honor thy father and thy mother. Listen, I grew up with a no good daddy, and right today I love him to life. No resentments, messed me up a little bit, got help for it and moved on. Now, my biggest challenge is what I'm going to do now that he got me here. Why hate on somebody that got you to a place where now you can handle the rest for yourself? That's called love. Now you are getting ready to test your haters with the stroke. Good God from Zion. God will have you to test the concern for your right hand in order to get them recognize their evil. If they fail this test, if they had no compassion for the second son, that's called Simeon. Y'all know Joseph's second son. His name is Simeon. That's Joseph's whole brother. He's not the half brother. And that's the one he fell in love with. You got to understand that Joseph, good God from Zion, is the 11th boy. Simeon is the second boy. But there's a boy in the middle called Judah. We're about to talk about him. And we all know that Judah means praise. Good God from Zion. Hallelujah. Let me go on because I'm feeling this thing. Then they would have no part in the fulfillment of the promises. God could start over again and make and add increase into a great nation if the others prove unworthy. In other words, if these haters that continue to hate you when you got a blessing for them, God said, don't give it to them. Why bless a dog when you know it's a dog? Why bless a snake when you know it's a snake? Why pick up a snake when you know he poisoned? And God said he's going to give you an opportunity with the blessing in your hand to see whether these people have changed. Now, I don't know about you, but if I'm the one that God is going to use to bless my haters, I'm going to test you before I give you. Does that sound fair enough? God will not bless evil or good for evil. That's in the past. He don't do it in the future. He blesses the evil past. He blesses you with good for that past. Why? Because you changed and you got a mindset to change. It don't work in the future. Let's not get it twisted. We're going to talk about that next. Number three, I'm about ready to shut this down because I got a 11 o'clock service that we're getting ready to blow the roof off. I'm just setting us up for a major miracle. Yes, indeedy. Number three, when the cup was found upon the son of my right hand. Good God from Zion. The haters would have a pretext for leaving you to be a slave. In other words, when you are chosen by God and you're around haters, haters will set you up to become a slave like they did Joseph. Their intention was to kill you. But let me tell you something. You can become a slave and then become an owner. I said you can become a slave and then become an owner. Hallelujah. I'm so excited, y'all. But we cannot judge what men are now. Let me tell you something. When God sent these haters to you, you cannot judge them now by what they have formerly. You can't even judge them on what they've been formerly. We know they hated on you. We know they threw you in the pit. We know all of that. But you don't know whether they change unless you test them with a blessing. God is going to give you a blessing to test your hater with. This is so awesome. This is prophetic writing. And I pray that you're getting this. But we cannot judge what men are now by what they have been formerly, nor what they will do. You're in a position to bless them. You can't worry about what they're going to do if they're going to do the same to you than they did. They don't have the power to do what they did to you. You're the one with the blessing. You're the one with the miracle. You're the one with the power. They got to prove themselves to you. Isn't that amazing? When people think they're better than you, they got to come back to you and prove that they ain't. Good God from Zion. That's the kind of God we serve. I'm about to shut this down, y'all, because I feel good. I'm setting myself up. Listen, I need you to call 646-668-2799. We're back on the air. Generation by Faith Radio Broadcast, where I'm your host, Prophet Darrell Lewis. Call in. Get your miracle. Tell me how you're going to bless your hater when God give you the miracle to bless him with. You got the power now because you're going to find out whether they changed or not. It's a beautiful feeling to be able to bless your hater, especially the ones who wanted you dead. Now that they found out you're getting ready to be alive, you're going to have everything they need. Remember, there's a famine in the land. There's a famine in the land. Here we go. It says, so God has created a test deliberately. Y'all see that? God deliberately created this test to see how your haters are going to feel about how you getting ready to bless them. They need what you got, and you got what they need. I'm so excited. He charged them with being ungrateful. Y'all see that? When people hang around you ungrateful and you the chosen one, God will allow them to look like they got the upper hand. But the truth of the matter, in the end, let it speak for itself. The blessing is going to speak. The miracle is going to speak for itself. I got the blessing in my hand right now. Good God Almighty. I feel like I got a miracle in my hand. I'm going to bless some haters today. I'm going to smile at them. I'm going to laugh at them. If I could be a blessing to them, guess what? I'm going to be a blessing to them. Why? Because God deliberately set this up. He charged them with being ungrateful, rewarding evil for good. Y'all see that? He's rewarding evil for good. He's not talking about the present condition now. He's talking about that past, that evil past. Now he's getting ready to reward you for good. Now, how can we serve a God like that? Well, that's the kind of God I serve. Because, again, if I look back over my life and think things over, it ain't always been like this. And it won't always be like this. And so I'm excited, saints of God. I feel like I'm getting ready to go on a warpath in the 11 o'clock hour. I feel that blessed. I'm your host, Prophet Darrell Lewis, on Generation by Faith Radio Broadcast. We're back on the air. If you missed this broadcast, you get a chance to revisit it again. We're going to send this out on all our social platforms, our social media, our websites. However you're going to hear this or view this, you're going to be amazed by it. Because when you find out that the, hey, shot, I felt that Holy Ghost right there. I'm looking for a caller, 646-668-2799. If you don't know me, call me anyway. Let me know that we back on the air. Just call and say you're back on the air. That's all you got to do. If you that bold, do that for me. 646-668-2799. Call in, caller. Let me hear what you got to say. Last one, then I'm going to prophesy. And I'm going to prepare to leave because I'm going to prepare for the 11 o'clock hour. God is up to something. Are y'all ready? Here we go. I got to read this one more time. When the cup was found upon son of my right hand. Son of my right hand, if we go back to the teaching, it meant Benjamin. It meant Benjamin. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Hallelujah. Good God from Zion. When the cup was found upon son of my right hand, the haters would have a pretext for leaving you to be a slave. But we cannot judge what man are now by what they have been formerly, nor what they will do by what they have done. So God has created a test deliberately. He charged them with being ungrateful, rewarding evil for good, with folly, and taking away the cup of daily use, which would soon be missed and diligent search made for it. In other words, Joseph created the scene. He the one put the money back in their bag. He the one put the cup in their bag. Then he started looking for it like someone had took it. God is up to something. God is up to something. You don't know what you got to do to bless your hater. But I promise you one thing. They won't know you coming to bless them. Because God deliberately, he charged them with being ungrateful, rewarding evil for good with folly and taking away the cup of daily use, which would soon be missed and diligently church made for it. So now the haters will throw themselves upon your mercy. Y'all see that? It wasn't me. They ain't had time to say that no more. It wasn't me. They ain't had time to say that. Hallelujah. They know it wasn't them. They knew they ain't steal that money. They knew they ain't steal that cup that belonged to Joseph that he drunk out daily. Joseph set them up. There's a way God's going to use you to set your haters up to bless them. I can't wait. As a matter of fact, I've been doing it already. It feels good to be a blessing to your haters. Don't let them do to you what they trying to do. Do it back by not receiving that. Good God from Zion. We got about 10 minutes. Again, ready to shut this down. Getting ready to prepare for the 11 o'clock hour. It's been a miracle, saints of God, to be back on the air. Again, you're going to hear this. You're going to re-listen to this. We're going to send this out on our social medias, our website. We're putting some things together. I'm learning not to run my mouth as much as I would like to. I am back by the pen, and so God is gracious. I thank God. He charged them with being ungrateful, rewarding evil for good, with folly, and taking away the cup of daily use. He did some folly on it. He tricked them. He said, he knew who they was. He knew there was a famine, watch this, in Canaan. Where's Canaan? That's your promised land. You ain't always going to have it going on in the promised land. Canaan is the promised land. There was a famine there. Jacob, daddy sinned. I feel like preaching it here. Jacob, the daddy sinned them to get the corn from, watch this, someone who he thinks is dead. You ain't dead. You just been hidden. And God is about to reveal you in such a time as this. Thanks to God, I'm ready to shut this down because I feel good. Can't get over this one. He charged him with being ungrateful. You ungrateful when you, hallelujah, can't accept who God chosen. If God chose whoever, be grateful. They weren't grateful. They wanted his coat of many colors. He must have looked real good in there. Not so much of looking good is why daddy gave it to him. And he gave it to him because, watch this, he brought into his vision. He came to his father. I feel like preaching. I ain't preaching this morning. I'm preaching at 11 o'clock, but y'all almost got me that time. Y'all almost set me up. But God is good. Hallelujah. He charged them with being ungrateful, rewarding evil for good, with folly, and taking away the cup of daily use, which would soon be missed, and diligent search made for it. So now the haters will throw themselves upon your mercy, acknowledge the righteousness of God, perhaps thinking of the injury they had formerly done to you. Y'all see that? You don't even got to remind haters of what they done to you. When they see you blessed, they automatically remember, Lord, I shouldn't have done them like that. Lord, look how blessed they are. Wonder, are they going to give me something? Wonder, will they still be a blessing to me after knowing what I've done to them? Listen, that thing going to eat them haters up so bad, they can't do nothing but throw themselves on the mercy seat of God. You ain't got to laugh at them. You ain't got to tease them. Just be obedient to God and bless them. Hallelujah. You're going to find out whether they changed or not. That's the hour that we are in. We're going to find out whether our haters has changed. Perhaps thinking of the injury they had formerly done to you, for which they thought God was now reckoning with them. Y'all see that? That's why you ain't got to fight your battles. God gonna fight them for you. Even in afflictions, wherein we believe ourselves wronged by men, we must own that God is righteous and finds out our sins. Y'all see that? I don't care who you hating on. I don't care who hating on you. God knows all about it. Make no mistake about it. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He knows all about it. He's the setup king. He's the setup artist. He set up them people. And God told me, he said, Darrell, prophesy unto the airwaves and let them understand that it was me that set you back on the air. It was me that caused you to get ready to get elevated. While you cross town, while you cross the country, while you cross, amen, cities and states, folks are talking about you at a round table. They're recommending you without your permission. You don't even know they're talking about you. Some of us are going to get phone calls. I'm prophesying that people are going to warn you that folks are having meetings about you as we speak. Meetings of good tidings, meetings of miracle making, meetings of minutes, meetings of blessings. And you sitting back, understanding what God is doing. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he been sent? Saints of God, it don't have to be prophesied that I was sent to a nation to prophesy by inspiration of the Holy Ghost. You want to Know what God is saying in this last hour? Call in 646-668-2799. Don't forget, on next week, same place, same channel. We're going to be right here laying it out for the saints of God. If you want to be a partner of ours, that number to dial is 202-525-1416. You want to send a donation in, you can send your donation while the website is being under construction. You can mail it to 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C., 2002, in our nation's capital. We're on the air live. That number to dial if you want to continue to know what God is up to. If you want to call me on after the air, 202-525-1416, in our nation's capital. Hey, listen, I had a theme song that is supposed to be going off, but next week we'll be in full force. We're getting everything back up and running. I'm so excited about what God's doing. I hope this word blessed you. I hope you lining yourself up to receive what God has for you in such a time as this. Don't forget, this radio broadcast is being sponsored by and brought to you by The Days Inn, 6400 New York Avenue. And I'm praying that the Lord has blessed us to a place where he's going to continue to bless us. I want to invite you out if you don't have a church home, if you don't have a church to go. We're located 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C., in our nation's capital. Hey, listen, come fellowship with us. We're in our fall revival. I'll be closing out the revival this morning. Our revivalists had an emergency, and that's how good God is. God is just that good to be able to allow me to close out the fall revival, because God wants to say something to us in such a time as this. Hey, listen, I'm so excited. I don't even know where to begin. I'm that blessed. Until next week, I hope that you continue to be a blessing to Family Community Fellowship. No contribution is too small or too great. We're looking for partners. We're looking for people to partner with this ministry. Again, our website will be up. I believe that website, well, I have all of that information in front of me on next week. But if you want to find me on Facebook, my name is Daryl Lewis. You will see me and the presiding bishop and chief apostle, Apostle Floyd E. Nelson, senior of the International Bible Way Churches Worldwide, where I'm the district elder, the prophet, Daryl Lewis. Hey, listen, don't want to leave you, but I got to go, because someone else needs to hear what God has to say in such a time as this. Listen, I give you a minute to call in. 646-668-2799. You got 90 seconds to call in. You got 90 seconds to call in. Hallelujah. I'm so excited, thanks to God. How about if we take the rest of this little time and just thank God in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we close this broadcast out. Before we do, we want to give you the honor and the glory for what went forth, what took place, that you got all the glory for this broadcast. We thank you for this minute that we have left, God, to continue to strengthen the airways, continue to strengthen the body of Christ. Bless us. Keep us. We will be kept. In Jesus' name we pray. Until next week, same place, same time, same vet channel. Talk to you when we see you. Don't forget, if you want a church home, if you desire to come out and fellowship with us today, 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C., and our nation's capital. We ended by saying we love you, we trust you, and God bless you. Good day, and be blessed.